The podcast. The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late, oh, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody. I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah, let's do that. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. It's Monday here, September 3rd at Danger Studios. I'm joined by Ciro Dobrik.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And Ethan Moore.
Hey, Dougie, I walked in and sweat was pouring down your brow. You were bent over a couch and there was a screwdriver in your hand.
I was a working man today.
You were grunting.
On Labor Day,
it's like,
I was
the
working.
Bob Vila show? What is
I know, I'm practicing my handy skills.
This old house.
The Broccoli Rob Vila.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of working, Facebook is off. It just shut down somehow.
Yeah, it did.
So we're not on Facebook Live, and those of you probably you won't know that until later tonight when this airs around 7:30.
We would probably get banned by Zuckerberg anyway.
Yeah, we're being a little too hate speechy.
Too right wing.
Too right wing.
Super hate speechy. Just having me on is hate speech.
Yeah, and anyway, welcome to the show. And listen, a lot to talk about real quick to recap. On the opening of the show, we got some things to talk about, but we got a couch, we got new furniture, right? We bought from somebody.
Yeah.
Nice leather couch with reclining chairs at the end, and it had wheels that were bolted onto the fucking bottom of the pedestal of the couch.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to take those off, you just leave them on.
No,
yeah.
You got to take them off.
To rearrange.
And you got to take them off, otherwise they're not level and the middle sinks.
You know you need a block, like airplane, you know, you put those blocks behind it, then you can
So, you know, and of course, I told my you got to make sure we fix it and we take. So these fucking screws, they were in there so much. We had that the power screwdriver.
Yeah,
couldn't fucking get them off.
Not enough torque.
It was like stripping the thing inside. And I'm like, God damn! So here I am with these ugly ass garden gloves,
right?
And I'm pressing up against the screwdriver.
Yeah. Dougie was grunting.
Dude, I was fucking.
Breath.
Had a huge facial expression.
You guys came in. I'm like, holy fuck. And you know, you would have thought I just ran the Boston Marathon.
Or did some cocaine.
Yeah, I did an 8-ball by myself. Right. You know what I mean? And I'm fucking sweating. And it was like, just to make it move, like the, you know, there was like just squeaking on the wood.
Yeah.
And then thank God I found the right bit. You know, because some of them were a little stripped, screws.
You needed that longer bit.
Nothing worse
than
trying to unscrew something and it's like slipping. Stripped. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know what you do at that point.
Well, you fucking find a better bit.
Yeah, but if you strip it all the way.
Well, then you're fucked.
Then you got to, I think then you go get the axe out of the garden.
Then
you start chopping at the wood. Yeah.
Just knock
yeah.
that fucker off. Anyway, so Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, everybody. And I'm, you know, I'm leaving for my all over tour tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to be in the Southwest. I'm going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada, Laughlin, Arizona, New Mexico.
Nice.
Arizona. Did I say Arizona?
Didn't say Arizona.
Like fucking 12, 13 days, something like 11, 12 days.
Wild West.
Yeah. And I'm all getting ready to get packed. And I got this goddamn pinched nerve in my neck. That's not, you know, I can't even sleep. I got the pinched nerve going through my arms. Now I'm sitting there. Turning, I'm gonna have fucking Popeye forearms. I can't even fucking feel my hands right now. This is fucking bullshit, man. This is fucking labor.
On Labor Day.
On Labor Day.
You sounded like you were in labor. You were like,
it wouldn't.
Breathe, 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 everybody, breathe. Dude, it was fucking amazing. But I got, there was moments that I didn't think I was going to get it. There was moments I didn't think, this shit ain't coming off. I even told my wife, don't we have like a hacksaw in there? I can just pull it up a little bit. I can fucking cut there. I have to just cut the fucking screw.
Right.
Leave it in there. Fuck it. I'm not going to put these wheels back on.
Well, they were the double long screws, right?
Yeah, you see those things? Those things can be used as fucking pole vaults.
Shouldn't that be part of the installation? You know, they bring the couch over and then...
Well, it wasn't. It was a used couch. We bought it from somebody, you know, that sold it to us. One of my wife's mother's rich doctor family friends.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And, God.
It's like, it's funny because you can't really be a couch potato to be able to assemble the couch so you can sit on it.
I know.
You know?
It's not going to be around.
I got to relax. Like, I want to get this thing off so I can flip the couch back over, sit down, and relax.
Yeah. And never move again.
I'm never going to fucking sit down. You know, I'm going to really love that couch. I was nervous because my wife said it's a red couch. I'm like, a red fucking couch? What is this? You know? But it's kind of like a burgundy red, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, so it blends nice in
the house. Is that real leather?
Yeah, it's real leather.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah. And it's got the reclining chairs on each side. And then we bought that blue, like, reclining chair that's there with the table that comes on it there. So, you know, we had to get rid of those suede couches. You know, the problem with suede, first of all, it's hot as fuck when you sit on it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you sit on a suede couch, you start sweating, and it's like 50 degrees in the house. You're still sweating.
And the couch is ruined.
Yeah, plus you knock over a drink or sweat, right?
Or
the
dog's pissing on it. There's marks. There's marks on those couches. If you try to clean them, it never come out.
You're making a P-tape, whatever.
Yeah, you know what I mean? A little R. Kelly fucking video. And, you know, so thank God that's fucking over with.
Honey, I'm running for president. Pee on me.
My girlfriend just is having a problem with her couch. She got a couch a few years ago, and she thought it was like leather.
Right.
But it's bonded leather. You know what that is?
Is that like a letter that went to jail?
That's right.
Yeah.
By the way, they just eliminated bail in California. Did you hear that?
Yeah, what is that all about? Is this done, or is it they're trying?
No, that's done. And next year there won't be any bail. You the judge will just decide you're in, you stay in, or you go out. Isn't that crazy?
Ooh,
no bail
really?
Bondsman anymore. That's wild.
All right, so if you get arrested, it's not a question of having $1,000 bail or $100,000
right.
bail. It's a question of whether the offense, you know.
I think they just hold up a paper bag and see how dark you are.
Listen. That's fucking California is going to go to hell in a handbasket. All my friends live out there. You're fucked. I mean, you're all fucked. It's a fucking shit. Listen, the hell, that's where the sins are. The porn industry was there. The fucking, you know, this movie industry, make-believe, falsenesses, false gods, false gods.
Well, it's called art, Dougie.
It's not
some,
art.
Some of us like...
It's influential. It's influential, pervasive... Shit, that's what it is.
Some of us like the movies.
I think the first movie more made American? Was art, and after that, they were like, you know what we could do with this?
Listen, after the Ten Commandments, all the other movies were fucking devil
worship. All right, this show is too right-wing. Okay.
Just fucking with
No, I don't know how it'll work. I don't know. They're saying it's going to give a lot more power to judges. So that's what I was joking about. Maybe they'll be more racist. I don't even know.
Well, it gives too much power to judges, right? I mean, listen, all right, so either you get no bail. You would hope that people don't get bail. Right?
I hope more people get out.
You imagine
the idea is less people in jail.
Well, listen, get rid of these people that are arrested for drug addiction.
Well, yeah, what do you get arrested charges? For? Most people get arrested for drugs.
Right.
Well, not in California, it's straws.
It's that's right.
Yeah. So what, you're in jail for 2 weeks because you had a straw?
It's like, sir, the cocaine is fine. It was the straw that you were using.
It's not the 2 pounds of cocaine we found in your pocket. It's that fucking that bendy straw. That flex tip straw.
So anyway, bonded leather couches. No. I don't know.
Yeah,
bonded leather is not the same as regular leather. That's what everyone needs to know if they're a consumer out
there. It's kind of like my wife's.
It flakes apart.
My wife's feet, her Volkswagen Passat is not leather. It's leatherette. What is it?
Leatherette.
Pleather. It's like it's leatherish.
Double the pleather.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I mean, leather couches are fine because if it's cold, you know, and if you want, just throw a sheet over it.
You know,
and you go to bed, you lay on the couch. But a fucking suede couch, man. Holy shit, you lay on that thing, you feel like, you might as well be laying on a Serengeti.
They were made for those rooms that people don't sit in. Like, look at that couch I got.
Yeah. Don't sit there.
Don't you dare.
Don't you fucking dare drink that fucking Kool-Aid on my couch. I remember we got that couch, dude, the first time my little dog was, just pissing on it. We're like, what the fuck? you know, that's just not going to come
so
out.
Excited.
Well, he's like, it's my couch. I got to mark it.
So excited.
Yeah.
God. I'm not speaking of dogs, man. I noticed on Facebook, by the way, which is down, which is good. This could be the beginning of this a fucking revolution.
This is going to be the best show we ever did.
Yeah, no more fucking relying on cameras.
You know, I would just listen to this podcast. This guy was talking about how you should delete all of your social media.
Yeah.
And he said it's basically like it's better. Like your life will be better if you do it.
I have
and
no
I,
doubt.
I kind of buy it.
I have no doubt. Listen, I've said it here. We've said it here on the show that if we want the world to be normal again, everybody's got to get off Facebook for at least 6 months.
Yeah. Except for our page. They can listen to that.
They can watch. Go to the fan page. But you know what I'm saying? Even then, I'm like, get the fuck. Like, I don't. Like, I get on Facebook now. I'm like, you know, everybody's like, two or three of my friends had to put their dogs down.
Wow.
It seemed like it all happened in like a cycle. Like,
and
everybody,
they posted about that?
Yeah. Like, you know, and you feel fucking bad. And then somebody posted some guy who was training a dog, beating the shit out of it. And then I'm watching, then they show this fucking girl throwing puppies into the river.
Oh my God!
Unreal.
Yeah, wow, you have a weird feed.
It's dude. It's like, you know, it's this girl. Fault. She's you ever see it's, this video? This video has been around for a while. This girl has a fucking basket of these puppies, and she's smiling. She's grabbing them and throwing them into a fucking running river.
She's smiling.
Yeah. Wow. You fucking. Oh my God. I mean, that's one of those moments weird. You wish you could teleport and just beam up right behind her and pick her fucking ass up, and throw her into
throw
the tree
in the
a
river.
Couple times, and then throw her in the river. I don't understand how people could be so fucking. You know what I mean? Like. How could you lit? You know what I mean? I can't, dude.
It's unbelievable.
This is the fucking thing we're going through.
The you lack know? Of respect for life.
We're not That's far from the end. I'm seriously think these are the end days.
You think
it
so?
Really, yeah, I do. Because people are just fucking crazy.
Well, we are in the 7 years of tribulation of this one, this particular time of the end of days.
Listen, things are going crazy in Europe with the like. In Holland or in Amsterdam, American tourists got stabbed by a fucking Islamic, a guy from Afghanistan who's there as a migrant, or as an immigrant, whatever.
Uh-huh.
He got stabbed, right? And then they got my friend, like I told you guys, this is where I have friends that live in Germany, and they say it's horrible. The German media, you think our media is controlled, the German media is not really publicizing and reporting how bad it fucking is there.
I've always said
truth.
I've always said Germany is bad.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for 70 years.
They just got back into a rhythm of getting back. It's a fucking shithole. People in Germany now, now they can't. Now you're seeing more and more news where people are getting pissed. This one guy come out, he's like, my wife and daughter go to get groceries, and these Muslims are going up to him going, oh, you want the fuck? You want the fuck?
Fuck?
You want the fuck?
Wow.
They're like, what the fuck?
Was it Germany where all the citizens went to the streets and just started...
In Germany, they're doing it. In England, they're fucking doing it.
It was England. It was
right.
England,
and we're the only country. Trump says, "Hold back, hold these fuckers back. We're not taking them."
Yep.
Trudeau in Canada is like, "Yeah, we're fucking great." Even the people in Canada are having problems with it. They're pissed.
Here's what I don't get: how come Europe is so bad at immigration? I feel like we're pretty good at it, to be honest.
Well,
I
they
think
got
that
so many borders.
That's true. But most people come here and they actually do become kind of Americanized. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
That's been our history over all the years.
Most of the time, right?
And they can't seem to do it in Europe.
I mean, look at the Cubans. You look at Cubans when they came
here.
Well,
that's a bad example. But most ethnic groups.
No, they fucking, aside from the language, they fucking got into the entrepreneurial
they
spirit.
Did.
They fucking,
did.
You know.
I'm just
kidding. They fucking
I love
got
my
into
Cuban
capitalism.
Brother.
You know what Europe's really good at, though? Creating other countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to come here.
Get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Create our own thing.
We've been here. Let's go somewhere else. There's no ice in Europe. That's the problem. Everybody's fucking pissed because you can't really get a cold drink.
Yeah, or Asia, too. Or when I was in China, there's it's
no
like.
No ice.
I'm asking people, I'm like, can I get ice? I couldn't get a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And then once I found a place that had Diet Coke and ice, I was like, all right, I'm staying here for a while.
Yeah, I'm going to stay.
It was $7 for a Diet Coke.
You guys
ice.
Got a cot?
I was like, where are the strippers? What the hell?
Yeah.
Paying this much for a soft drink.
That's all you need now, some strippers, a refrigerator, and some air conditioning, and a leather couch. I'm telling you, man, this is shit. It's fucking crazy. Like, everybody's going fucking crazy. You know, nobody wants to listen. Everybody thinks they know better. Everybody's fucking, you know, everything that's going on. Look what happened, the story. This is what bugs me about liberals, okay? This is one of the things.
I'm listening.
In-N-Out Burger.
I know. Right?
In-N-Out fucking Burger.
Yeah, it's okay. It's like a cheap fast food place.
It's a good
the
burger.
Best.
It's a fucking great. Listen, Jack in the Box, In-N-Out Burger. It's delicious.
It's a step above McDonald's.
It's a fucking business. And because they donated to the GOP,
okay.
Some fucking hooplehead say, let's protest In-N-Out Burger.
All right.
What they forgot was that they also donate to the fucking Democratic
of
Party.
Of course, they're a business. That's what businesses
they're gonna
do.
Now, here's what bugs me. You don't like who they're fucking donating to, so you want to protest and boycott
just
people?
Don't go there. Causing
people to lose their jobs, or right. Eventually causing people to not be able to feed their fucking families. So you want to be right? You want to boycott somebody because of their ideology? You want to cause people financial suffering because you don't like their fucking opinion or who they're trying to help?
Well, that's their right. That's free speech.
Fuck
that's
them.
That's
you know what? You know what? You know what we ought to do?
Wait, the that's not free speech. Of course, it's free speech.
The people that boycott
to
that
ruin
kind of shit.
Life?
Listen, you know what we need
to
do?
Boycott
these people that fucking boycott that. We should get it. We should. Everybody opposed that shit. Let's find out what they do for a living. You know, let's go to their fucking business and stand outside and go, you fucking, you fascist cocksuckers.
Well, I love boycotts because I think who on whatever side, because I like that. It's like you're voting with your money. And this is America. It's all
it's
about
one
money.
Thing to
we
boycott,
should vote with our money.
It's one thing to boycott
that's
something that's either illegal, you know, or people that are doing something really that are hurting other people. But when you have people just sharing an ideology, Republican and Democrat,
it's
how fucking losers these liberals. Listen, everybody, you're starting to see more and more people look at these fucking people like they're fucking loons. Yeah. Even amongst their own parties, they're going loons. Realize, oh, we're carrying this shit a little too far. You're going to boycott In-N-Out Burger?
It's amazing that it took a whole year of wearing a pussy on your head
to realize
you're a fucking
pussy.
Moron.
You're a fucking idiot. Sore loser cocksuckers. Listen, get over it, you fucks.
See, why do you look at me when you say that, Dougie?
I'm just looking at you because I can't see zero.
I'm turned the other way on purpose. Are you kidding me?
We're going to boycott In-N-Out Burger.
I know.
Because
it's
made
a
donation to
the
Republican
Party. Did
you see
the new burger they put out for the week, though?
No.
The presidential wall burger.
Yeah.
It's like 9 patties stacked up.
And they don't make you and they make ever. You pay for it.
Animal style.
Now,
Mexico
pays
for it.
Why is fast food supposed to be ethical? You know what I mean? Fast food, you're committing a sin basically by going to any fast food place.
If you were smart and you didn't want Republicans to live, you'd say go buy more.
Right.
You'll get one with extra cheese.
Right.
You know, this is the fucking ridiculousness, the righteousness of people.
I don't like it, so you can't either.
Boycott them. We're going to boycott In-N-Out Burger because they made a donation to the Republican Party.
But you know the right wing does that too. Everyone boycotts everyone
When's
else.
The last
everyone
time?
Gets all
well,
amped up.
Hold on a second. When is the last time that you can remember a conservative boycotted somebody because they donated to the Democratic Party?
I don't know about that.
Nah,
specific
see, there
example.
You go. You're never going to find it in history
happen.
Because we're not fucking losing cocksuckers that have our head up our ass.
I don't know. It seems like both sides fly off the handle at the slightest thing these
listen,
days.
Listen, everybody flips out of shit because here's the, well, listen,
after
when you watch somebody
being called stupid for your
look,
fucking
yeah, look how
your
upset
opinion.
You are about the boycott.
I had somebody ask me this weekend, "Hey, don't you think Trump is the worst president ever?" I'm like, No. I think Jimmy Carter was in modern history. Great guy, horrible president. Well, he goes, well, I think I get it. You don't like Trump. I get it. I respect your opinion. But tell me, what is it? What is it about him? What did he do? Like, you know, if you're going to say somebody who was a fucking horrible president, everything else is okay. He colluded. No, there's no collusion, all this shit. All right, what do you, oh, he put kids in cages. I'm like, really?
Well, that's
what,
really
listen,
what
they're
is.
Not cages, they're fences, number one.
Well, that sounds bad. That's pretty bad.
When you put it like that, the fucking phrasing, the imagery that the Democrats love to use.
How about Bush? You know, a million dead Iraqis. Thanks, Bush and Cheney.
Fuck the Iraqis. Listen, I don't give a fuck about the Iraqis.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck
human
about
beings.
Iraqis. They are human beings. I care about you guys. I care about American citizens, right?
Well, I care about everyone.
Listen, I may care about Iraqis more than I care about fucking liberals. No, I don't give it. That's my point. I care about liberals more than I care about Iraqis. I care about good-hearted people, but that's not my fucking problem.
Here's the problem with people like that, though. They have such a short memory. It's like they're like, Trump is the worst president ever.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, like, Bush.
In comparison to what?
Don't you remember when Bush was the worst president ever? Like, how come it's, you know what I mean? How come
Why
everything has to be the worst?
Skipping the actual
time?
Worst president ever. And going back to Bush.
Who's
we
the worst president?
The whole 8 years of the most horrible person to ever come out on TV every day and lie.
Reagan?
In cadence.
Is it Reagan?
It was nice.
He was a brilliant president, Reagan. He stopped the Cold War, that fucking guy. Tear down that wall,
and
Mr.
Look,
Gorbachev. Listen.
He was wrong. We need one.
I will say, listen. So he says this. I go, first of all, they're not cages. They're fences. First of all, they're also standing there in buildings that are air conditioned. They're getting fed. They have clothing. They're getting beds temporarily until they figure out where the fuck they're going to go.
Right.
Compared to the shithole they came from,
they're getting more attention than they ever had. In
yeah,
their
it's not fucking
lives.
Devastating. It's not, you know, this is not, you know, and then, oh, why is he doing? Well, every fucking, like we said this, you're a fucking douchebag idiot if you don't know this, but Obama did it. Bush did it. Everybody, you know, they, all these laws were in place for the same shit. You can't walk into this country willy-nilly and you know, cross the fucking water.
They just weren't enforcing it as much.
They
weren't.
They was like, ah, you know, we'll fucking... And then, you know, then what happens? If that's what happens, if you keep letting shit like that go, there's more and more things escalate. Is our problems in this country solely based on immigration? No.
No.
It isn't.
Of course not.
But it is an issue. You fucking can't have people just coming over and into the country. Look, you know, here's another fucking problem. Look, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're in the end days. Look at the people in Venezuela trying to get into Colombia. The Colombians are like, get the fuck out.
And they're coming. What's going on?
And these people, now these people, if you're trying to get out of Venezuela, you have a real, you don't have food. You know, you don't have all the, in Honduras and Mexico, you have food. You have place, you know, you don't have, you have incredible inflation. You may not have great economic opportunity, but you don't go into the fucking local grocery store and go, no manteca, no manteca.
Yeah, Venezuela is a great example for liberals to learn. Like, this is what happens when you go too
far.
Yeah, that's a fucking bad situation down there.
Yeah, and they're all going to Mexico. They're all going to fucking Colombia, and the Colombians are like, what the fuck? Now, is that bad? If a Colombian says, oh, you have no heart. No, we don't have the heart. We don't have all that fucking butter. We don't have all that chicken.
Do they call them racists? If they don't allow them into
They don't know. They're called racistas.
Racistas.
I don't know. You know what I mean? But
it's
that's
a point
the thing.
Of pride,
Sobrasada.
Actually.
If you own a home and fucking 30 members of your family all knock on your door and say, you have to take us in, get the fuck out of here. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, you know, listen.
30 members of your family?
I'm just saying, hypothetically, if 30
big
members of
Irish
your family.
Family, right?
It's
like,
yeah.
like a flash mob family reunion.
Yeah, they all show up at your door. Hey, well, you know, we're out of, all right, stay in, but you got to leave tomorrow, fuckers.
Dougie, like, goes and gets his AR-15.
Yeah. Uncle Dougie, don't point the gun at me. Get the fuck out of here, you loser.
Get out of here.
But you know what I'm saying? There's compassion and there's things. But the problem with compassion nowadays, people take advantage of compassion. We're in a day and age where people have forgotten what it's like to fucking earn their fucking way.
And struggle.
Adversity, for God's sakes. You fucking, you know, it's look at our business in comedy. You know, I got, I really want to make it big. But you never fucking go do a show anywhere else outside South Florida. You don't write a new 5-minute bit. You don't fucking take a chance. Like, you know what I mean? That's what getting ahead. There's a reason why. The reason why people are successful. Successful people do the things that unsuccessful people don't do.
That's true.
It's just that fucking simple.
Yeah, that's true.
Successful people deal with adversity. Unsuccessful people don't deal with adversity. They can't handle it. It bows them down. It holds them down like fucking intense gravity. They don't know what to fucking do. Successful people fucking trudge forward, get through all kinds of shit. Why are people rich? Because there's all those people that inherit it.
There are people who inherit it. Like,
but there are
like
many
Trump.
People. There right. are many people.
Right, and then he went bankrupt how many times?
And I will tell you, just in the same argument, there are some people that inherited wealth that never developed, let's say, the character to keep it.
Yeah. That's sometimes, a problem, right? You're rich, and then it's like, why go out there and develop the
they
character?
They don't have that fucking, they don't know what it's like. And then, so sometimes.
That's why we should raise the estate tax.
Sometimes it's harder to keep it once you got it. It's one thing to get it.
Yeah.
And then it's even harder to fucking keep it. And that, you know, and that's the thing. We got too many fucking pussy asses out there that don't want to fucking do what they have to do, need an excuse. They think they feel entitled. They feel like, hey, I deserve this. I should get this. Why? Well, because I'm here.
Because.
I'm here. My mommy said I'm a good guy. My mommy said I'm special. You know what special means? You know what special means? Special means you're set above others, right?
Right.
You have special talents.
Oh, I thought it meant retarded.
Well, that too.
Oh, okay.
You know? You know what I mean? But you're special in that way.
Right.
But basically being special, it means you're above others. Right? And that sometimes you just, not everybody
set apart.
Can be, there's a bell curve. Like in school, you have a bell curve. Right? There's people that aren't that fucking bright, and there's others that are going to stand.
Yeah, you want a society that rewards good stuff.
Achievement.
If you do well, you should get more stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's totally fine.
So. I think
that's,
you should all get trophies.
That's capitalism. That's basically what capitalism is.
Well, I'm very pro-capitalism, as you know, Dougie. I just don't like crony capitalism, you know? And that's what I worry about with some of the Trump stuff. I'm like, this guy seems corrupt.
No, well
this whole administration seems corrupt.
Here's the problem.
I'm for the anti-corruption people, the Democrats.
What would you say is corrupt about the administration?
He just seems to be surrounded by a bunch of people who are under investigation and going to jail.
All right, but do you understand? This is an investigation that went after something. Like, you can't, like, if somebody wanted to investigate me and started investigating everybody around me, you don't think they're going to find shit wrong with some of you fucks?
I mean, I don't think it would be as bad as some of the stuff that seems to be coming out in the news lately.
Wrong. Well, I don't think all of us are all multi-billionaires and shit and get into politics and all the things. The more you're involved with, the more chances are you're going to find something on it. And this is like if you got 10 random people and you said, let's look up their ass and see what the fuck we can find.
They'd all be Paul Manafort.
They'd all be fucking sitting there looking at what the fuck. And the problem is, and the thing that's going to happen and what's going to end up happening, because supposedly on Friday, Somebody on the left was saying, oh, they're going to drop a big bombshell. Mueller's going to drop a big bombshell. Nothing fucking dropped. You know,
I don't know about that, but I just like to see the swamp get drained. You know, the swamp in Washington that got elected in 2016.
Here's the problem. If you want to drain the swamp in Washington, there's no one left.
Well, that'd be good.
You know what I mean? If you look at Congress, I guarantee you, how many left will be Trump? How many members of Congress do we have? I don't know. How many?
There's like 500. I think there's like 535 right. Plus the Senate,
right?
Or something. So,
so if you fucking looked up all their asses, I would say at least half of them got shit they don't want anybody. You know,
let's get rid of all of them. Start over.
Term limits on these cocksuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Term limits. It's just fucking like, and here's the problem. We are in a society where we all have a taint of fucking corruption in us, in a sense. You know, some of us are a little more, the more involved you are, the more you get involved in corruption. The more you get, the more powerful you get, sometimes the more things happen around you, right? You end up saying, you know, it's almost like, think about even something as stupid as comedy, right? Like, the more people I work with, the more likelihood I may work with somebody who's not a fucking, oh, you didn't know that guy you were working with, he was a pedophile. I didn't know. I didn't fucking, you know, I didn't see, you know what I mean?
Okay. Like, really?
Yeah.
We're best friends, Dougie. Oh, yeah, that guy, he runs a light. Dougie, he runs a light.
I'm just, you know.
But it's that kind of like backstabbing.
I think it's funny that you use the example of pedophile.
Well. Is this
a particular club owner you're talking about, Dougie?
No, you know. I will say this though.
He also owns a pizza joint, by the way. Okay.
In DC.
I don't know if I could say this without saying it, but we had Jimmy Schubert in town last week.
Okay.
Fucking guy's a beast. Funny as fuck. Like he nonstop. Unbelievable. Great shows at Tavolino's, great show at Bremen and iHeart Performance Theater, and at the Comedy, and we had great shows. Right, great shows. I have like a bad dealing with somebody in my past. I won't mention this cocksucker's name, but I brought him up in the past. This guy, and out of nowhere, Jimmy, you mentioned something that happened. And guess there it is, the same person that I fucking can't stand. I'm like, thank God I'm not the only one who's had a problem with this fucking dickhead.
That is cathartic when you find out that someone that you think is a dick is also thought to be a dick by the society
others.
At large.
Yeah, right?
By others.
Right? Isn't that reassuring? Because like
you're like, oh, I'm not crazy. I'm not the asshole in the situation. Because, I thought maybe it was just
because
me.
That's the way it is with this particular person. Like other people, what's the problem? I don't know. The guy was always an asshole to me. Well, why you? I don't know. Right? And now I understand because other people that are a little more alpha, a little more outstanding, a little more powerful, a little more strong, I don't know, of a person has the same behavior from this fucking person. Mm-hmm. Right? If you're just chill and you don't fucking care about anything, this person doesn't get in. But the minute you stand up for yourself, this cocksucker becomes
jumps
a cocksucker.
Right on there.
Right? Democrats are boycotting In-N-Out Burger because they donated to the Republican Party.
And Republicans are boycotting because they donated to the Democratic Party.
No, nobody's boycotting.
I don't know.
How many people went to In-N-Out Burger?
They set the record.
They sold more hamburgers.
Really?
Yeah.
So this
he's the third richest person in the world now.
So maybe this boycott was orchestrated by them to drive up sales.
In kind of like a weird way.
Yeah, it's a viral marketing strategy.
That's interesting.
If you know In-N-Out, they need no advertising or nothing.
No.
Just
whenever
the
I'm in the West, I'm looking forward. Listen, I'm looking forward to a couple things when I go to
animal
Vegas
style.
Tomorrow. Number one, I'm in a state that has recreational weed.
There you go.
Can't wait.
My first experience of In-N-Out when I moved out West was so nuts. Like it was empty at 11:58. At 12:01, there was a line around the restaurant. They got everybody served in 15 minutes.
Unbelievable.
I don't know how you did that, but oh my gosh, that was the best worked fast food joint I've ever seen.
Mm.
And it was awesome. So
I enjoyed it. I enjoy Jack in the Box. I enjoy In-N-Out Burger. And I will enjoy the recreational weed when I'm out there tomorrow.
Nice.
Tomorrow's going to be exciting. Going to be at the Laugh Factory at 8:30, auditioning. That should be exciting. Going to be at Hooters Casino doing a show, the 7 Ooh. Comics.
Hooters has a casino?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. And they have a show out there. John Hilderman, a local comic in Vegas, runs it. And then on Wednesday, I'm doing Rick's fucking barbecue tavern in Rick's Place, whatever, which is the guy from Rick's Pawn Shop, you know, the Pawn Stars thing.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be a show on Wednesday. Nice. And then, so go to Dugout, man. I'm going to be headlining. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to do 45 minutes to an hour on stage. So that's all coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to rent a car. I'm going to be there. And I'm going to go to a dispensary. And I'm going to get a bunch of edibles. I'm going to get a bunch of fucking pens. I'm going to get a big bunch of pre-rolled bats. And I'm going to be high as fuck as much as I possibly can. I'm just letting you know. I'm there. It's recreational. I'm going to do it. I can't wait.
I hope you're going to rent a driver, too.
Yeah, I can drive high. I always laugh, you know, when people that...
Self-driven Ubers. Everybody.
You know what I need to do? I need to get some fucking Febreze. For the rental car.
Right.
I need to go and invest in a bottle of Febreze.
Yeah. Ozium.
That's right.
Ozium, is that work? Yeah, that works better.
The Ozium, that's right.
That's better than Febreze? All right. You guys called it.
And that's just for him farting from the edibles.
Yeah. That's just for me shitting from eating an In-N-Out burger. Anyway, it's that time of the day.
The levels.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. That's right. Now, Ariana, did you see the tribute, I guess, to...
Who went to that funeral? Mostly liberals and Democrats, right?
Well, that's not important. Are you talking about
McCain?
I'm not talking about McCain
yet.
I'm talking about...
She's dead?
No. I'm talking about...
Ariana Grande.
No. Follow me. You're my co-host. Help me out. Who the fuck died? The soul, the king, queen of soul.
Aretha Franklin
died.
Yeah.
And the fucking thing, we've seen the video of Bill Clinton looking at her ass when she's singing. You know what I mean? That
next
was great.
To Jesse Jackson, by the way.
Right. Next to, and Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan. Fucking most racist fucking anti-Semite is sitting there. But here was the funny part. I don't know if you caught this, but the bishop that held the ceremony,
uh-huh.
He grabbed fucking Ariana's tit.
No.
Yeah, he did. Look, yes, there's a fucking photo right there. He grabbed her. Look at her fucking face. Look at it.
It's pretty intense.
He guy came out. When you hug a woman, you don't put your arm right under her fucking tit. You put it on her hip or her fucking side.
Well, he thought he underestimated her size.
Look at her
there.
Face. Look at her face. She's like, look at me holding my tit.
He underestimated how many cameras would catch him.
You never know. You know, when you reach out to grab someone, you kind of grab the wrong part. You ever do that?
I recently did this where I was moving and I just bumped my arm, hit the lady's titties. I'm like, ooh. And then that's an awkward situation.
For me, it's usually their dick, but anyway.
And while you're blowing them in the bathroom. Now, I'm just saying, that's an awkward situation where you turn around, you happen to, ooh, your hand goes right into somebody's boob. Like, oh my God, you know, I'm sorry. And then you're like, you know. But Bishop Charles H. Ellis is issuing a formal apology to Ariana Grande. The bishop who led Aretha Franklin's funeral apologized in an interview with the Associated Press on Friday for his behavior.
Oh my God.
Towards Grande.
Wait, was he doing it intentionally?
After he was accused of touching her inappropriately, Ellis held the 25-year-old pop star well above her waist, leading fans watching the live stream service to call him out on social media.
It was pretty blatant, Ethan.
He said, it would never be my intention to touch a woman's breasts. Really, never? I don't know. I guess I put my arm around her, Ellis said. Maybe I crossed the border. Maybe I was too friendly or familiar. But again, I apologize.
I was confused. It was not a little bold.
So he didn't mean to. See, he's a man of God. And when has a man of God ever done anything inappropriate with regards to touching?
Look at what's happening in the Christian. I mean, the fucking Catholic
you're
Church.
You're Catholic, right, Dougie?
Yeah. I mean, listen. Holy shit. The Pope is going down on this. And, you know, there's a fucking problem because.
The altar boys
There was an archbishop in Boston that got. They were screaming at the guy during a service this weekend. And, like, you're shame, you know.
Do you think you should do that?
What?
Stand up in church and attack the.
I don't think you should attack
in the middle of the service.
Listen, if I think the bishop or archbishop has something to do with this kind of shit, I don't go to that church.
Why are you at that church?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, you get a lawyer, right?
Well, fuck. I mean,
is that the appropriate response? Is go to the church and during Sunday service?
You yeah, right after you don't up? Go to right after you don't go to In-N-Out Burger,
right?
You know what I mean? We're gonna boycott In-N-Out Burger, and then we're gonna go to church where they touch boys.
They're gonna have to start setting up a part of the service where they actually make room for people to stand up and protest.
Well, this bishop says, "I hug all female artists and male artists, everybody that's what's up. I shook their hands and hugged them." But he didn't grab anybody else's tit.
I think we should give him the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I've seen these creepy fucks. I've been around guys like that, you know, I could tell when they hug, you know what I mean?
They're a funeral, though, on national television.
Yeah, but you don't put your hand on a tit.
But if you just accidentally.
Accidentally, dude, you don't scoop your arm around. You know, you don't curl your arm when you know, you kind of have it
thought,
loose around
maybe
the back.
He thought she was thicker than she was.
Yeah, so well, just look at her.
His hand is bigger than.
He used to do that to Aretha. It was
yeah,
Aretha's
was
bigger.
Yeah, much
see?
Bigger woman.
That would just barely come halfway God across it. Her back.
Yeah,
with her, it's all the way to the front.
Mona F. Elthaway, who tweeted, "I don't care what you think about Ariana Grande, her music or her dress. This is wrong. That bishop's hand should not be on her breast. I just saw this because I've been working and I'm not watching it." No, don't fucking say that. Just say your point. I love when,
and you can't even blame this one on Trump because he talked about touching pussy, not breasts.
That's yeah, true. Just
he's not. he's a pussy grabber, not a titty grabber.
Right.
This is all on the Democrats.
Is he a Democrat?
He was originally, I think.
This guy?
Oh no. Well, yeah. I guess he is. Yeah, I bet he is. Yeah, I would bet that. So you got to be careful when you hug people. That's all I'm saying.
Did you know about McCain's first wife?
No.
Neither did I. I just read something real quick, so I don't even know if this is true, but apparently he was married before his latest wife.
Yeah, yeah. He was on a second marriage. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was a prisoner of war, and she waited for him. Well, the first wife waited for him, but she got into some horrible car accident. She was deformed, so he left her.
Yeah. You don't like McCain?
No. The world doesn't like McCain. Only the liberals that need him for their agenda.
Listen, there's a lot of people that think he purposely lost to Obama when he picked fucking Sarah Palin.
Well,
that was the
crazy.
Stupidest fucking pick.
On purpose?
Yeah, no, dude.
That guy wouldn't do
that. Yeah, he would. He would fucking... Why would you pick Sarah Palin? She's the worst vice presidential candidate ever in history, and he chose her. And why the fuck would he choose her?
And she wasn't invited to the funeral, but his opponent was?
Well, he was losing because he was losing hard. He was losing hard, you know, and so it was like a Hail Mary. Like, what if we try this?
Mm. Yeah, get a woman get the women's vote. Get a fucking dingbat.
Oh, yeah.
You dingbat.
Well, it almost worked. She got they went up in the polls for a little while, and they thought it was going to be even.
And then she spoke.
And then she spoke, and it all went down.
I can see Russia from my house.
I can't believe liberals like McCain because I'm like, dude, McCain started all this bullshit. We wouldn't have Trump if it wasn't for him. The whole celebrity presidency thing.
Hmm.
Sarah Palin basically created Donald. You know what I mean? The space to have a celebrity as a politician.
We live in this country. We made this bed. We are here. Everybody keeps blaming other people. We, the fucking people, have to own up to everything that's fucking happened in this country. Everybody wants to blame somebody else. Everybody wants to cause somebody else. Everybody in this country needs to fucking own up to what the fuck is going on. I can tell you right now, the biggest problem I'm seeing are the people I'm fucking running into. They can't admit when they're wrong. They can't admit when something, you know, like my stepdaughter, I'm trying to do laundry and there's shit in the fucking laundry room. I'm like, how long is this fucking clothes going to
stay in? And you're like, Democrats, goddamn it.
Fucking Democrat, you know, fucking
McCain.
Liberal. You know what I mean?
McCain.
It's like, finish the fucking job. If you're going to go in there and do the fucking laundry, start fucking, you know what I mean? I hate people that don't finish shit. You know what I mean? Right. Don't go in there and leave shit around. Get the fucking thing done. Don't start up and then start another fucking project. Start it, finish it, get it over with.
Say you had a construction crew and they didn't do the job the way you were told that I was going to do it. Would you pay them? Neither would Trump. That's really
Well, listen.
I don't trust everyone on McCain. It's so funny because, like, liberals are insane. Like, the liberals that are now like, oh, McCain's great. I'm like, are you kidding? He's a neocon.
Dude,
he's part of that whole invade Iraq thing, all that shit.
Liberals today don't know dick from dick. They will just, anybody that sides with them says, and the minute you say anything against them, I had a conversation with another person, this person that asked me, what did Trump do? And he goes, oh, and they rolled their eyes on me, this fucking asshole. I almost fucking punched the guy and knocked him through the fucking wall. Don't roll, there's two things I don't like anymore. I can't stand when somebody rolls their eyes or when you're fucking talking to them. The minute you're in the middle of a conversation, they say something and you say something, they roll their eyes and I want to fucking hear. I want to slap them in the fucking face. And you know what else is bad? If you're going to shake someone's hand, when somebody comes up to you and shakes your hand, look them in the fucking eye. If you shake my hand and turn away, I'm going to fucking punch you. This is my new rule. Don't fucking shake my hand and don't look at me, motherfucker.
Those are the only two things that bother you?
Right now.
That's the. I feel right like there's
now,
more.
They're on the top of my list. Right now, these are the things that are bugging me on my top of my
list.
But
I'll tell you what, I don't trust the conservatives on McCain either, or the Trump voters, because it's like, you guys all voted for McCain. You guys all liked McCain for all these years, all you Republicans, and now all of a sudden, just at the very end, you're going to say you don't like
this
him.
Turn.
Now, listen, I bet you voted for McCain.
I voted for McCain when okay. he ran, but I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm just telling you that there's things that are questionable. He's a politician, you know. Certain things I don't trust. You know what I mean? He went. I think he was pulled into the other side, and I could be wrong, but he is not. Listen, I liked him up until the point he fucking got fucking that when he made that decision. I said to myself, this guy's a fucking idiot. I lost all respect. I don't give a bunch of fucking war hero he is.
But you still voted for Palin.
I did. I'm not going to vote for Obama.
Right.
Obama had no fucking, you know, this guy, we're going to hire a guy to run the country that ran social programs.
He did a pretty good job, though.
I never
with the social programs, go back. He should run a kickball team, okay? He should run a fucking Little League baseball team. That's what
he got Bin Laden.
Oh, he got him. Yeah, okay. That whole thing was started well before. You know what I mean? I mean, he got him.
Bush couldn't get him.
He
how
signed
did he
off.
Find him? Did he find him when he was plugged into the dialysis machine in the wall, or how was it? How did we lose
years
this guy,
of research, years of finding, and finally he got him.
But it is funny though, watching everyone flip flop all the time. I mean, it's like the Republicans used to hate Russia, now all of a sudden they love Russia.
They don't love Russia. They don't see. That's the thing. People.
I'd rather be a Russian than a Democrat.
They don't love Russia. They what they do is they respect. In other words, that's their country. That's them. You know what I mean? Sanctions, all the shit's being done against them and stuff. No one loves them. I'll tell you this. I personally think if you want peace in the Middle East, you have to have the United States and Russia, not, you know, being the who they are, but running, being the two powers that are there.
What about China?
Matter of fact, I was just reading a story that Russia was about to do one of their war games that prepares them for war with China, and for some reason they stopped it. But trust, I could tell you this. People will say, China, people don't trust China. You know, like Mexico. You want to know why Mexico has a treaty with this country, our country now? Yeah, because they thought they were going to rely on China as their fucking... And then the Mexican government realized how fucking shady and how twisted and how fucking they cheat the Chinese... You know, the Chinese cheat with business. And then the Mexican go, oh, man, we fucked up. We need America again. And that's why you got a fucking treaty agreement between Mexico now, because they realized in the last 7-8 months that they can't trust China. And now Canada, those Canuck
Canucks.
Motherfuckers.
Canucks?
Yeah, those Canucks. That fucking guy Trudeau with a pussy.
That's one of the few things you can still say. You know, you can still call Canadians Canucks.
They're
I
Canucks.
Like that.
They're fucking Canucks. Yeah. And that fucking woman who had that, well, it's going to be good for Canada and its people.
Yeah.
You know?
Was she Scottish?
It was a little bit.
she was Gaelic.
She got licked by a gay guy. Oh, you mean Gaelic. I gotcha. Here's a story. Man cuts off his dick to show his faithfulness to an estranged girlfriend.
Democrat.
Yeah. Marcus Waver of Columbus, Georgia, was admitted to the St. Francis Hospital on August 29th after an alleged argument between him and his estranged girlfriend, Amaya Copeland, ended in a severed penis. Severed penis.
Severed penis.
Penis. The two had been arguing reportedly for 2 weeks in regards to Mr. Waver's infidelity in the past while engaged to Amaya Copeland. While arguing, the estranged girlfriend reportedly told Mr. Waver, if you aren't cheating, then you're going to have to be drastic and cut your dick off before you get out of the house.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were a bad debater. That lady's a bad debater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he's not a masturbator.
Mr. Waver, without a second thought, he says, went in the kitchen, grabbed a large cutting knife. I guess it had to be large. He's got a big dick. Cutting knife and cut off his penis in front of Mrs. Copeland. That's dedication.
Wow.
Boy, you better tell that.
What
boy,
is that? What's that
your
old thing?
Your vows don't mean shit.
What's that old thing about sure. I'd rather be right than happy?
Yeah. You know? Or have a dick. Mr. Waver Mr. began happy. To bleed profusely. Who wouldn't if he just cut your dick off? And Mrs. Copeland called for paramedics. She helped him keep a cloth tightly over the severed penis, and proceeded to call all of his hoes who took pictures to send them writing.
It'd be funny if you sent a dick pic and it was your severed dick.
Yeah. It's on the table.
Such from a great, 4 feet away.
How'd you get that angle?
Look what you can have.
And she sent a picture to
it's
them.
It's on ice.
She said, look, he cut off his dick for me. He ain't ever going to leave you bitches. Who the fuck does? I mean,
he did that for a side chick. Imagine what he'd do for his real lady.
Yeah, oddly enough, that's the third time he's cut his dick off in a week. So, now this story again, people are like, this is the fucking beginning of the end. This is what this just tells you how fucking crazy people are in England. Okay, I became a woman aged 81, oldest person in Britain to have reassignment surgery. Shares her joy of becoming a woman.
It's a long time of confusion.
Yeah,
that is
Could you, at 81.
That's.
I finally have done it.
That's Norm Macdonald used to have a joke about that with the whole Bruce Jenner. He's like, at a certain point, aren't you just an old person that no one wants to fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what? Does it really matter if you're that old? Come on.
A transgender woman has spoken of her joy at becoming the oldest person in Britain to have surgery. Ruth Rose, 85, has a reassignment op four years ago after her doctor told her she could be considered for the full procedure.
Wow.
Says here that she has defended the 4,000-pound cost of surgery by sitting on an NHS advisory board and volunteering for charities that support old people. Ruth told the BBC News, it's only the past 15 years that this has become acceptable. Before, the people thought it was only just for freaks. No, I still think it's a bit of a freaky thing. You know, I get that people don't assign, how many people are, like in a population, how many people do you think it is? A percentage of the population that are questioning their own gender.
Before this last agenda push, less than 5%.
No, it's much less than that.
I don't have the statistics in front of me, but it is really low. I think it's way less than 5.
All right, well, how much of the population was considered to be gay? Like, I always thought it was 5 to 7% of the population.
I think it's, maybe 10. I don't know. It could be higher, Dougie. You never know.
It could be higher.
Maybe everyone in this room could be gay.
No, I can assure you. I can assure you I'm not. I had that moment. I had the line in the sand with that fucking transvestite I thought was a hot chick in South Beach, and it didn't happen.
Really?
Yeah. I had
she actually drew the line with her dick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She came across
she dragged
my lips.
It across
in the actual sand in South Beach.
It's a milk mustache.
Yeah. She put lipstick across her ass and go, cross that line, motherfucker. And I didn't cross it.
It was a red line, too.
Yeah.
No, there aren't that many trans people.
I'm going to guess it's like 2% to 2% or whatever it is.
Really, it's pretty low.
Yeah, Ruth had the surgery after living as a woman for several years. She had been known as James Rose, an ex-RAF navigator, mechanic engineer, and financial consultant who just didn't like his cock anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he says, fuck it. I'm going to be a woman. And he's an ugly woman. I'm just saying.
Wow, Dougie. Lookism.
She married but kept her secret until 1973 when her wife found pictures of her dressed as a woman. That's got to be odd.
That's a real Trump supporter. You know what I mean? You had a dick your whole life, but you wanted the president to touch your pussy. So, 81.
I want him to touch my pussy.
You change it.
It's
over.
A little weird, but it's, you know.
Gross.
She waited till retirement to come out as a woman, but first realized she wanted to be female at age 9. She waited a long time.
You know, whoever marries me will be able to see pictures of me as a woman on Instagram, so.
Won't be a big shock.
It'll never be a shock.
Yeah. It'd be expected.
It's baked in, as they say.
Yeah, it's baked in.
About baked Alaska.
Hey, I've seen a couple of these stories now. There was a story about this guy. Let me read the story. Woman says United Airlines, who I don't fly anymore.
Really? I flew them to China, actually.
Yeah, I don't fly them because they always have those discount rates where you don't get to choose your seat.
Oh.
It looks great when you go on Travelocity or something like, oh, that's pretty cheap. I'll get it. And then you're like, I can't choose a seat. Great. Nothing better than sitting in a fucking middle seat.
Yeah.
Woman says United Airlines paid her hush money after seatmate did something shocking.
Hush money. Wow.
Mm-hmm. A woman alleges that a man masturbated next to her on a United flight.
Okay.
And the airline paid her $75 in hush money after she complained. On August 11th, Mikella Dixon.
Accommodating airline.
That's funny. It's like, I feel like United Airlines is like a pervert. They're like, hey, we'll pay you to watch him jerk off.
Yeah.
You get a dinner, a show, and some cash to spend.
It turns us on.
Mikella Dixon, 21, was seated on a United flight from California to Illinois with her boyfriend when she noticed the man next to her was touching himself.
Her boyfriend.
No, he was in the window seat. She was in the middle.
She noticed her boyfriend was touching a man next to her.
That's different. I just spent hours next to a guy who was masturbating on the flight.
For hours?
My boyfriend was asleep in the window seat.
It's funny that she didn't wake him up.
I'm in the middle, and the man is in the aisle seat. I had no idea what to do.
I grabbed him a napkin.
Get him a tissue, probably. I couldn't get up because I didn't want to go anywhere near him. Well, you're already sitting next to the fucking guy.
Right.
Listen, if I'm sitting in a fucking seat and the guy next to me is jerking off, I'm going to punch him in the fucking face.
Really?
Yeah, get the fuck you doing?
Well, I'm not flying with you, Dougie, then.
Grab his hand. Why are you jerking yourself? Why are you jerking yourself?
I mean, you know, you're going to fucking shoot me? I'm going to have friendly fire?
You're going to hold me hostage.
Blah, blah, blah. I had no idea what to do. I couldn't get up because I didn't want him to get it. She tweeted in the incident.
It's wild. It's like, hey, honey, guess what? We joined the Mile High Club. We had a threesome.
Dixon explained that she sat there shaking until the man stopped to use the restroom as the plane was landing. She reported the incident to the crew, but the man, realizing that he had been caught, bolted off the plane after landing. Bolted. He then was detained by United's security crew and later released.
He already had given himself a release.
He's been released for hours.
I already released.
Wait, so then they paid her off?
That's United funny. Airlines gave me $75 and told me I'm not allowed to know what happens to him unless I press charges against him. I got my hush money now, and I have to wonder forever whatever this guy got away with.
How is that the amount of money? And by the way, she's in the news. She didn't hush.
Yeah,
she's not. People don't hush anymore.
There's
you give them
no
hush money.
Hushing when you get.
The
paid.
Only way that you should give hush money is hush money. Give them the fucking money and put a bullet in her head. Then they'll hush up.
Cut their freaking tongue out or something.
Exactly.
$75 is not enough to hush. By the way,
no, it's not hush.
You'd be
money.
Like, hey, sign this NDA and we'll give you $5,000. Don't say
That's
anything.
That's different. Are you a fucking
Fine.
Airline?
It
voucher.
Was just shh money.
Right.
She later tweeted, basically, United lied about money. Everything, let the man go after a few questions, and refused to involve law enforcement. What would he, I mean, the guy jerked off. He didn't fucking kill anybody. Dixon did not return. Questions from Yahoo News. According to BuzzFeed, the airline initially said it had called the police to meet the man at the gate, but later clarified the authorities had never been called at the discretion of the flight crew. They must have known him. Must have been somebody, a friend of the, like a buddy pass guy. You know
oh,
what
that's
I mean?
Lenny. He flies every Thursday.
What is the pilot's brother?
Yeah, he has a habit of that. Another incident occurred on a Delta flight in July. A woman named Delaney Evalu tweeted that while flying to Chicago to Los Angeles, she woke to discover her seatmate slipping his hands down her leggings. When she alerted the flight crew, she was able to change seats.
Gross.
And it was suggested to her that the man would be arrested upon landing. However, the man, whose name was... she said, well, it was Will, was able to leave the plane and not the airport. They arrested some Indian guy that was fucking fingering a girl.
What?
When she was asleep and his wife was to his right.
Oh, my God.
He was fingering her, and the lady woke up and, like, fucking, can you imagine? Who the fuck? I don't get this. This is the thing. I've sat next to, on the plane with a hot chick next to me.
Right.
You know, it's not like I go, oh, maybe I can grab her pussy while she's not looking.
You just hit on her.
Yeah. You fuck, you know what I mean?
You try to get her number.
Yeah, you just sit there and talk to her. Hey, you know, I mean, hey, ooh. You know, you try to get, you know, you try to suave a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, you don't sit there and, you know, hope she goes to sleep so I can stick my hand up her fucking shirt.
Well, some people do.
2018, Doug, you get with the program.
I mean, some people have balls. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, she's asleep. Maybe she won't feel my finger going up her ass.
Some people have very full balls they need to release.
That's something. These people.
Well, that's what the guy was checking for, see if she had balls. But she didn't.
Yeah, that's gross. They should arrest him. If you do that, come on.
Here's a story. Mexican city tells police to look the other way when it comes to sex in public.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
I think that's pretty. I get excited. It's fun having sex in public.
I'm into that.
I'm into that a little bit.
Yeah.
I had fun with the wife one time in a public restroom at a club, getting in the stall.
Nice.
Yeah, right. You know, anybody can walk in, you know.
I saw that.
It's kind of exciting. Yeah? Oh, shit. Mexico, its second largest city, has made it harder for police sexually activity in places like parks, alleys, entertainment venues, and cars by ordering cops to look the other way.
Taking a selfie.
Yeah, I get it. Proponents say the change protects the public, publicly amorous in Guadalajara from being shaken down by bribe-hungry officers. Well, they do that in Mexico.
Yeah, sure.
I was in Mexico one time, and I was just taking a shit, and the guy, the fucking manager of the strip club, because he was like, give me your cocaine. I'm like, cocaine? I'm wiping my ass. And it made me give him $50 for the cocaine I didn't have.
Wow.
That is. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to find it.
check my ass. What do you think I'm doing?
You know what it was? You know what I think? You know when you get a drink at the club and they put a little paper on the top?
Okay.
So when I went, I was drinking. I fucking took my drink in there with it. You know, I was just fucking with. I was fucking with the straw. You know, and with the paper and shit. I think they thought I was snorting coke in there. Under the modification to the policing and governing government code passed in August, public sexual acts continue to be an administrative offense, sanctioned by a fine or brief detention. The change that officers can only intervene in such dalliances as they receive specific complaints from third parties who feel uncomfortable. Well, what? If somebody's fucking you in the ass when you're waiting in line, that's different, you don't want that to happen. You know,
when will governments stop interfering in our simple pleasures in life? That's what I say.
The only thing we add is that for police to detain that couple, a citizen's request is required, said Guadalupe Mofrin, a city councilor who has proposed the measure. She argued that it would be discourage police corruption, refocus officers on more serious offenses.
Yeah, there's nothing else going on in Mexico.
Yeah, nothing happened here. Keep moving. It's a fucking shithole. I'll never go back to Mexico.
Really?
I'll never go back to Mexico. I said this years ago. I went to Cabo San Lucas. I've been in Cancun. I will never go back to that shithole. Never. Ever fucking ever. There's not enough money in the world to have me going back to fucking Mexico. Fuck that place.
Interesting.
Fuck Mexico.
I thought it was fine when I was there.
Here's a story. Florida man arrested after he allegedly gave girlfriend a wet willy.
Okay.
I haven't given him a wet willy. You guys know what a wet willy is, right?
Yeah. What is that when you slobber all over your penis and then you stick it in their ear?
Not quite.
No.
That's your a finger. Little different. Yeah, you stick your finger in your mouth, get it nice and moist.
Oh, that's a slick willy.
And then you stick your finger into someone's ear.
Right, right.
And then it feels like shit because you got water or somebody spit in your ear.
Right.
It says here that a man in St. Lucie County, Florida, was arrested after he allegedly gave his girlfriend a wet willy while he was belligerent. Local sheriff deputy was called to the home of 47-year-old Joseph Ceresi. In mid-August, the man's girlfriend claimed that she found Ceresi drunk on the living room floor after she returned home from work. According to the affidavit, Ceresi went with his girlfriend, who has not been identified, and her daughter to a different person's home. There, Ceresi continued to drink and be belligerent.
When are we going to build that wall, Dougie? Keep these Italians out, you know?
Yeah, fucking Italians.
Sorry, Ceresi. You got to go back.
Got
to
go back.
Back to Sicily with you.
Back to Sicily. According to the affidavit. Then, on the way home, Ceresi allegedly grabbed his girlfriend's hand, pulled her arm. What the fuck is going on with this fucking screens?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, what the fuck is going on? Hold on. Everything's going. We don't have Facebook. Facebook is down today.
Tropical storm. I don't know. Maybe.
Then, Ceresi grabbed his girlfriend's hand, pulled her arm, and continued giving her a wet willy, sticking his finger in her ear.
That is a weird thing to do in the middle of an argument with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right?
What are you going to give her? A noogie?
Yeah.
Going to give her a fucking Indian
wedgies.
Rope burn?
Wedgies are next.
You remember the Indian rope burn?
Yeah.
That's something too. That hurts.
That does hurt.
Did anybody ever do it? What's another thing? Somebody say, try this, where you fold, you grab your forearm, like you make like a muscle,
uh-huh.
You press your arm against, you know, you hold your arm together so it's like this, and you if they're hairy, you just keep going like this.
Oh.
And it ties it knots up the hair in the crevice of your arm.
Make dreadlocks in your arm.
And then you try to, and then you pull it off. Ah, you pull all your hair out. That's a good trick. But it's not as bad as a wet willy.
No, that's
or
pretty...
a titty twister.
Yeah, or a fucking wedgie.
Surprised he didn't give her a titty twister.
What's next? Tomorrow we're going to have some guy give his girlfriend a wedgie?
Right.
Never got them fucking underwear back.
Shoved atomic her
in a,
wedgies.
Shoved in a locker.
Yeah.
Right. A swirly.
Yeah, stuck their head in the fucking toilet bowl.
I think I saw that in a porn.
Couples today. Well, it's not as bad as the one guy who got his dick cut off.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It could be worse.
He
was arrested. Ceresi was arrested on battery charge. He declined to give a written statement
because
he was
battery?
Too drunk.
Are you battering her?
That's a bit harsh.
I guess it's assault.
a little salty.
It's yeah.
Depends on what he was eating.
Just pepper it in there.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Want to thank Sarah Dobrik and Ethan Moore for joining us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Guys, no show tomorrow. I'm going to be out of town, so try to cope with it. And we won't have any shows next week because I won't be getting back till Friday of next week. So we'll probably play, maybe we'll release some best of kind of thing.
There you go.
Go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com for all our archive sites. Subscribe to us, follow, make comments on the show, become a patron listener. Donate one, two, three, four, five, whatever you want, a month. Donate. Money goes to gas money for you guys.
How about a buck a show?
Right. 50 cents.
Yeah.
Look, we do what? We do two, we do 8-10 shows a week, a month.
A month.
Right? So that's $5.
$8-$10. $5.
$5-$8 a month. If everybody who listens to this show did that, we wouldn't have just money for gas money. Yeah, we'd have money for fucking strip club money.
There you go.
You know, we'd have money for In-N-Out Burger money.
In-N-Out Burger.
All kinds of things.
United tickets.
That's right. Anyway, guys.
Hush money.
Don't forget follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. And, of course, I got a bunch of shows coming up. I'm going to be on a two-week tour, so go to DougieAlmeida.com to find out where I'll be. Ciro?
Check me out at Ciro Comic or on YouTube, Ciro Dobrik's Comedy Circus.
Ethan?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Ethan is not funny. Also, check out my anarchist podcast with John Gregory, Mean and Sober, meanandsober.com, or on iTunes.
There you go, guys. Thank you. Hopefully, when we come back, third week of September, then I'm going to be gone again for a little bit. But anyway, we'll be back next week, hopefully on Facebook Live. If not, fuck Facebook. All right?
Yeah.
Other than that, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be back in a couple weeks right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There being a light hit the ground.